You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Welcome to Breadline from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union on Community Radio 3CR.
So put down that job plan and listen to us.
I'd first like to acknowledge that this program is being broadcast from the lands of the Wurundjeri of the Kulin Nation. So their sovereignty was never ceded, and we want to pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging. And we also acknowledge that the unfairness of the welfare system disproportionately affects First Nations people. And here we are in the studio. So I'm Jessica.
I'm Daryl.
I'm Margaret.
And yeah, we're very excited to have Margaret in the studio today.
Oh, hi, Margaret.
G'day, hi.
And so Margaret and I are going to be singing some of our songs, our anti-Christmas songs, and special call out to Macca if he's listening, because I know he really hates it when we sing. And we've also got a bit of good news from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union about, a few little sort of changes that are happening around the place. And, of course, it is the season, the holiday season, and so Daryl's got a bit of info about that. So, yeah, well, I'll pass over to you, Daryl, and you can talk a bit about the holiday season's changes, if you like.
Yeah, okay. Well, first I'll mention about the job providers. From today until the 6th of January, all mutual obligations are on pause.
Yay.
Yeah.
Great.
So if you have an appointment doing work for the Dole or some other two-bit useless course, you can forget about it until then. The department further reveals its incompetence by continuing their disgraceful practice of spamming you with erroneous messages during that period you can't be bothered, or that they can't be bothered turning them off. So, you know, how much trouble is it to press a button, I mean to say?
Yeah, and not spoil someone's day by thinking, oh, God, I've got to rush to an interview.
Yeah. Anyway, during the pause, you may still get appointments in your calendar and get reminder notifications. You may also get automated messages and reminders about your obligations. You do not need to attend appointments or meet these obligations during this period. Your payment will not be put on hold, reduced or cancelled from today until the 6th of January. Now, I had a call from a guy this morning about this. He had a job provider appointment today, which he knew he didn't have to attend, but he still got a reminder message. Like, his appointment was from 9:30 till 10, and they sent him a reminder text at 1:01.
So that would be, that'll be a suspension if they hadn't already instituted the pause.
Right, exactly. Well, that's why he didn't attend, because he knew that they're all on a pause.
So they're all over the place. They're all over the place, which is to be expected, but who pays the price?
Exactly.
And meanwhile, they get paid to be a bit incompetent like that.
Yeah, I know. And like, he sent me a copy of the text, and I said, I don't know. They must get him straight out of high school or something, because, you know, the writing was just atrocious. There was commas and explanation marks and full stops missing. To me, it looks like it was written by a primary school kid.
Yeah, well, this is, again, this is the mutual obligation system that we want gone. We want it abolished.
Unfortunately,
it's still in its death throes. It's still continuing.
And better educated so they can at least write correctly.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I saw something on Facebook. Someone put something on Facebook a while ago. The age of proper English has went. Good way of putting it, wasn't it?
I was going to say about my horror trip into town today to do our lovely Breadline show.
In this weather too.
And people said, will you be all right in the heat? And I said, yeah, I've got air con in the
oh,
van.
Oh, yeah, because your car broke down.
And so we were actually trying to set up a sort of homeless shelter for the winter in the Bass Coast where I live. And so I was going to pick up these stretchers that have been given to us. which weren't being used. And so that's why I brought the van in, all that, all fine. But unfortunately, it was my fault. I didn't do the cap of the radiator up tightly enough. So I overheated and I conked out in the middle of a roundabout.
Oh, dear.
And luckily, two friendly people pushed the van off the round, so of the roundabout, because people were going mad. Mm. You know, the traffic's already gone wild. Mm. Christmas and all that. But anyway, really nice tow truck driver and sorted it. So now my van is resting.
So now your van's resting somewhere full of dresses.
But public transport saved the day. I still got in here anyway.
Very good. Good for you, so, Jessica.
You're listening to 3CR Community Radio, 855 AM.
And we're back again here at the Breadline Show of the Australian Unemployed Workers Union. And so, yes, Margaret and I are going to give you a bit of festive cheer here with our first song. We've been singing together for nearly 50 years.
It's a long time.
And so this song we learnt probably in the 80s.
And we were involved in singing to get donations for the miners when the miners' strike was on in England.
That's right, in 1984.
That's a long time ago, yeah.
Okay. So we're also later on in the show we're going to be reading out a few places that you can get meals around the, Melbourne anyway, probably further afield. There's a great list that's put out by the Council to Homeless Persons, which is the Festive Meals Services Guide.
Great.
Which seems to be up to date.
Good.
We're also celebrating because there was a great squatting action that happened this week. And I saw a message on Facebook, squatting action happening right now in Western Street, Brunswick. So there were three houses that were left empty for a total of 25 years.
That long? Oh, wow. Yeah. That's amazing.
And, yes, in a homeless crisis, as they love to say. Mm. And so what happened was the activists, we think people from Rahu and others, got up on the roof of one of the houses and put a nice big banner up and also a banner on the front of the house saying this house has been empty 15 years, homes for people. Not profit, and also they had a great one, Santa Hates Landlords.
That's right. And there was someone yelling, squat the lot. I just remember that bit because you could hear it.
And the owners are probably, they should be grateful for squatters in their house if they're left alone that long because they often look after the place too.
Mm. Yeah, well, that's right. They're just, it's just crazy anyway. Yeah, down my way there's some people living in a shed at the back of a house and it's obviously an investment because it's right near the shops. And so, yeah, but on a day like today they'd be feeling really hot and overheated and flustered for sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And unfortunately one of the free pantries in Wonthaggi that was operating out of the library, it got trashed a bit, so they've had to close that down.
No.
That's
so,
a pity. Yeah, that was quite successful, that one. Yeah.
But anyway, onwards, I suppose. You just have to...
You're listening to a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned to hear the rest of your 3CR podcast.
I talk about the union now?
Yeah.
Okay. The Australian Unemployed Workers Union advocacy line has shut down for the year, starting from today, and will return on Monday, the 6th of January, which is the same time as workforce's pause period. But by far, we won't be resting. During this time, we will be reviewing some adjustments to the operation of the advocacy line in light of recently announced changes to the department's own complaints mechanism. We'll let you know ahead of time if we make any changes. So if you have any urgent matters to raise requiring advocacy support and the hotline is closed, you can contact us on advocacy@auwu.org.au outside of hours. And just an important note here, if you had your payment cancelled automatically or been affected by a tech glitch, just get in touch with us through that same email, advocacy@auwu.org.au. As soon as there's problems, you know, don't dawdle. Get straight onto it, onto the problem straight away.
Yeah. Because it'll take them a few days messing around.
Yeah.
And it's time that you can't really afford to waste.
No, especially when your payments are involved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right, well, we're going to, it's probably the hottest day so far in Fort Worth. I think they said 4 years or something.
It's a long time. Yeah. It's 40, I think it's up to 41, but I'm not sure what it is now. But towards, I think, 5, 6, 7 is the hottest part.
Yeah.
So keep inside and keep hydrated.
Yeah, so you're listening to the Breadline Show from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union, and you've got a little bit more from our newsletter, Daryl.
Yeah, got a bit of heartwarming news here. The head of Workforce Australia was fired and forced out in shame after exposing failure after failure by the Department of Employment and Workplace Relations. Now, so that's when their computer system broke down and they started blaming all the job seekers and so forth.
And that was an external review, apparently, into the legality of it. And, yeah, so unfortunately he was given a send-off, as in he's gone.
Yeah.
So, another thing that coming up for next year is People Against Poverty Summit. So that's going to be taking place in Maganjin, otherwise known as Occupied Land, and also Brisbane. And they're going to be the venue is actually Griffith South Bank. And so it's going to be early, probably February next year. And that's a collaboration between the Anti-Poverty Network Queensland, Anti-Poverty Network South Australia, the Anti-Poverty Centre and the Community Union Defence League. So, yeah, that should be good. Maybe I should rush up there.
I think you should, Jessica.
I'm always looking for not like I did today in a van that broke down.
So where's that happening?
That's in Brisbane, yeah.
In Brisbane? What happened at the Sydney protest? I was eagerly waiting to see photos of the protest.
Oh, you mean the
Newcastle?
The Newcastle.
Rising Tide, are you talking about?
Yeah.
Was that it?
That's called Rising Tide, and they were just talking about it on the previous show. Yeah, it was totally great.
I was waiting to see photos.
A bit up from Sydney.
I was waiting to... I was looking on your Facebook page waiting to see photos of people getting arrested and shoved by police and everything and whatnot. And what did we get? A nice day at the beach. That's the only photo we got.
Well, look, you would have had to go to the Rising Tide website because Facebook, they had basically a whole lot of really amazing photographs. But when you're in the middle of something like that, you're actually busy doing it, like carrying kayaks around.
And
I was helping out with the transport and all that.
And there's also the dilemma of people's faces. You want to take photos, don't have people's faces in. So because the cops are busy doing that.
Now, I better quickly get moving on these places where you can get free meals because we're coming to the end of the show. So first of all, our favourites, Food Not Bombs, that Margaret's also been involved with in the past, and our lovely friend Chris is involved with.
Yes, Chris, who used to do the sewer show.
Yeah.
And it's still happening down at Catalyst on the Wednesday. They do a very free market earlier in the day between, I think, like 11 to 12, and then they have a Food Not Bombs in the evening at Catalyst.
That's Wednesday. So this Wednesday?
Well, I don't think the very free market. I think that finished last week. But the Food Not Bombs, definitely look it up online just to be sure. Everyone needs a break. But
yeah, that's
so
right.
Just check it. So there's never quite sure. But
and
I think
Catalyst is easy to look up online. Just look up Catalyst Sydney Road.
It's the corner of Grove and Sydney Road in Coburg. Pretty easy to find. And on the tram line if you don't have a car or anything.
Yeah. Yep. And then Food Not Bombs is also doing a meal that's tomorrow night in the Collingwood Neighbourhood House, and that's starting at 7 p.m. So if you want to get in early and have a good feed, then rush down there. I found an interesting website called localfoodconnect.org.au. They've got masses. It's actually really hard to go through their website on the phone, but they have got listings for free community meals. But the problem is some of them might need to check.
There are shutdowns of quite a few organisations because everyone needs a break for sure. But
that's it.
Considering this is a time of year when people do need a hand and family, the whole alienation thing of where people go and families and all that stuff, people need places and stuff.
So. Yeah.
Then we've got, there's a queer-friendly meal on organised by Positive Attitude, Inc., and it's at 12:30 on Christmas Day at Edinburgh Gardens Community Room, and you need to book for that. POS Attitude, POS Attitude 13 at hotmail.com. Yeah, according to this website, Paran Missions are doing a Christmas Day lunch, so that if you happen to be around Paran.
They often do one at King's Cross. There's a drop-in place at King's Cross. You haven't got that. St Kilda. What's it called? St Kilda Crisis Centre, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
They do a Christmas thing, I think. But do check it out. Yeah. But yeah. I remember for years they did.
Sacred Heart Mission are doing something in St Kilda.
Yeah. Oh, they might have taken over. Yep.
But the thing, the site I found really interesting is the Council to Homeless Persons, because they've got this Festive Meal Services Guide 2024, and it was updated on the 3rd of this month. And because, you know, when you're searching, you don't want to give information out.
That's completely wrong.
That's completely wrong. Try and avoid that. Yeah. And so if you just Google Council to Homeless Persons and look for this Festive Meal Services Guide, you'll find a lot of listings. And, yes, something to feast on over the festive period. Have you got any last-minute things to remind people about, Daryl?
No, not really. I've covered just about everything.
Right, and Daryl's going to be keeping the ball rolling next week.
Yep, I sure
next
am.
Next Monday.
No rest for the wicked.
That's right. We've got the Eritrean Voices show coming up after us. Anyway, so goodbye from us and...
Bye.
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 You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.